City leaders and the San Antonio Police Officers Association are praising a long-awaited deal on a new contract. There are some concessions on each side, but both welcome the end of the 2 years of negotiations at a City Hall press conference Wednesday. It took the help of a court-ordered mediator to craft a deal between the city and police union. Wages, health care, and the Evergreen Clause caused the most disagreements. Police Union President Mike Helly said much of the credit goes to San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor.
Basically, it took her initiative and it took her ability to and leadership in order to make some of the city side, especially the accounting piece of it, to kind of everybody to get in line.
In the end, police officers will have to pay for dependent premiums on most plans, something that has never been in past contracts. City Manager Cheryl Scully says that was one of the biggest hurdles.
I think in the early stages of this, the union was just resistant to change. This contract has been in place for more than 25 years. The union members have never contributed toward the cost of health care for themselves or their families. And I think we all know in this day and age that is just not affordable and certainly not sustainable.
There's a 17% raise for police officers, part of which is a lump sum payment. And there's a slightly shorter Evergreen Clause. The city's lawsuit against the Evergreen Clause is stayed pending ratification of the contract within 60 days. This does not affect the lawsuit or contract negotiations with the fire union. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.